30%. On Saturday evening, mostly cloudy skies, a low around 53, and southwesterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Sunday showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 64. Light and variable winds will become southeasterly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 70%. On Sunday evening, showers and possibly a thunderstorm again. The low will be around 58 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. Start your work week on Monday with showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 a.m. Then showers are likely throughout the day. The high will be near 66, and the chance of precipitation is 90%.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. You are listening today on this hour, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And, of course, we always have guests on that show what those hands are, in fact, doing across Hunterdon County. Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help. 50 years this year we are celebrating. Stay tuned for information about how you can join the celebration. Any call, anytime, 24/7, 365 days of the year, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc, that's all one word, .org. HELPLINEHC.org. And I am absolutely thrilled because I've never had her on the show before. We've got Colleen Mack, who is the Business Development Manager for Abilities of Northwest Jersey, Inc. I'm very familiar with Abilities, and obviously Hunterdon Helpline has referred to Abilities throughout its tenure. But I've never had somebody, Colleen, on the show to actually speak directly to our listeners about this fabulous organization. So welcome.
Thank you for having me, Susan. I'm very excited to be here to talk about both Abilities and everything that we have to offer as we create our footprint here in Hunterdon County.
And what a footprint it's going to be. Let's get a little general information about Abilities if it's our listeners' first time understanding. I know that the vision statement is an inclusive community where individuals with different abilities are given the opportunity to reach their fullest potential in life. What does that mean? What is someone's fullest potential? I'm still working on it, I think.
Aren't we all? I think we all work on it until we are called home. What Abilities does is it's actually we're catching up to you on your 50 years here in Hunterdon County. We've been serving the Warren County, Morris County, Sussex, and Hunterdon County areas of New Jersey for well over 40 years. And to put it in a nutshell, Abilities is a not-for-profit agency that offers persons with different abilities individual support services and day programs that help to unlock their potential and empower themselves. A lot of persons with disabilities, with different abilities, come up against preconceived notions that once they transition out of school, that they don't have the desire or ability to work in our communities. And I have learned so much in the short 8 months or 9 months that I have been with this organization that the persons that we serve every day have so much more motivation and so much more desire to work and be productive citizens in their communities than people give them credit for. I took the position at Abilities because I myself became the grandmother to a four-year-old young lady named Kayla, who is a child with autism. So this position here opens up a whole new world for me so that I can learn how to help her empower herself and unlock her potential as she grows into each stage of her life and celebrates those life things that we all go through, those passages, life passages that we call them.
And I think that's so important that when you're in any job and somebody says to you, I need this or whatever, or, well, what do you really know about it? Bringing that personal experience that you have to the fore, I think really helps the client so much because they know that you understand it. You're trying to figure it out yourself so that when you offer them assistance, it's not just coming textbook.
Correct. And I envision myself being at Abilities or a part of the Abilities team long enough to have Kayla come to work with me every day.
Excellent. That's awesome.
I mean, Susan, I can tell you, I can have the worst morning getting up, trying to get out the door, taking care of my family before I head out the door. And I can walk into our Washington Center or any of one of our other centers. And the minute I walk in, I am greeted with nothing but smiles, laughter. Hi, Colleen. How are you today? And they just really put a smile on your face because they are so warm and embracing and so excited and motivated to do work that day and to perform.
And not to take it for granted that some of us do every mm-hmm. day when we're, you know, grouchy and everything else. Oh, gosh, I got to go to work or what have you. We don't count our blessings. We don't realize that, gee, somebody else doesn't have a job. Somebody else isn't fulfilling their lifetime potential.
Right. And some there's so many people out there who want to work that aren't given the ability to work. And that's where we come in, and that's where our programs and our social enterprises that I'll talk about a little bit later and our business services not only give back to the community, but they give persons with different abilities in our communities the opportunity to learn life skills, to learn job skills in a lot of different areas of business. So, you know, it's not just a retail skill or in our sustainabilities program, it's not just a green job learning skill. We can teach them accounting. We can help them with develop their social skills. We have a program now that we're just launching where we're teaching social media skills. As
right.
we all know
Which
how
we all need.
Yes, we know as we
okay.
get older.
How do you sign up for that?
Exactly. So it's in conjunction with our, you know, marketing and our email blasts that they learn to design our Facebook posts. They learn to design email blasts that are, of course, spam certified. So, but it gives, there's a lot of different things that our programs can offer persons with different abilities so that they can figure out what they want to do. And it's very exciting to see when they realize what they want to do when they grow up through the job sampling, because I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
And things you know? Change in one's life. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not giving away my age, that's for sure. But my experience across the years, very varied, very different. You know, I was a journalist back in the day. And when I decided to have children, that sort of stopped that career in its tracks. And so then went on to something else and something else. So you really don't know what life throws you, as the expression goes. And it's really about being in the moment and, mm-hmm. and what are your goals in the moment and what is the trajectory you actually want to be on. So when somebody comes to Abilities, first of all, how are they referred? And can they just simply, you know, like we all do, Google and say, wow, look, this program might fit me?
That's a very good question, Susan. There are several different ways that they can get in touch with Abilities. One is through organizations like Helpline, of course, where they have all the information. They can also go through state organizations and agencies. The DVRS will actually refer them as well.
Tell people what the DVRS is, because you and I know it, but not everybody does. Department of Vocational Resources from the state, which, by the way, is great, and good website information, good booklets, and so forth.
And we do act in conjunction as affiliates of other organizations as well. Right now, we're an affiliate of Allies, Inc., and there's also other organizations that we share our resources across each other so that we can help more individuals. I'm on what I like to call the USO tour for Abilities because being in the community for over 40 years, a lot of people know about Abilities and the day program services. But there's a lot of new families that are moving into the area due to growth, economic growth, and they may not need to, they may not know where to go. For instance, I told you about my daughter, granddaughter Kayla. When my daughter-in-law and son purchased their first home in the community they purchased it in, I didn't know where to send them either. She didn't know where to go. So it was a lot of help through Abilities to figure out at Kayla's age at four what we could do for her now so that we can transition to her later. So a lot of it is a word of mouth. A lot of it is those of us who are working in this with Abilities getting out there and creating that word of mouth and that excitement as well. We have our day programs, but we are now offering so many different business services, and we've expanded into our social enterprises that are giving us a footprint in communities as far as retail. So that really, those two centers really help us get the word out more.
So when somebody does come to you, you said that, you know, and I really like the fact that you definitely said it's not just, you know, the entry-level positions, et cetera, but accounting, business, all of that, that really sends a person into sustainability. So when they come in and they become a client, what kind of assessment is done to find out, gee, this person, you know, really would excel with these job opportunities? How do we set them on the pathway with those job skills, et cetera? What's the process?
Another great question. So our process begins with a client meeting with our program services coordinator. And they will determine the interest of the individual as well as the family, what the needs are, what their future career goals are, what their future community engagement and goals are, strengths, weaknesses, just like anyone would with a job interview client. So
right.
They go through a very...
And what age do you start at? I just want to get that
age in there. At, they transition, it's young adults. So once they transition out of the school system, whether it's public or private, at the age of 21, we then begin to work with them on their okay. transition into the career. Our STAR program does offer services to 14 and older. It works with individual schools so that they can have that soft skill training in the classrooms and then as well out into the community.
Which is important for...
Yes.
For any child, especially middle schoolers, to start learning those mm-hmm. soft skills so that it does, in fact, prepare them and also gives them, you know, the jobs that us parents want them to have after school or
right.
on weekends.
And imagine yourself, Susan, you go and you take this job and you think it's your dream job. I mean, I will tell you, way back in the beginning of my career, I took a position with a local sports team in New Jersey, and me being a sports fanatic since the age I could walk, I thought it would be my dream job. And when I got there and I started getting integral into the position and learning all the inter-office workings, and I realized very quickly it wasn't actually my dream job. But imagine having the ability to sample that position and to be able to try out different things before you take that dream job.
Exactly.
That's what Abilities and our programs offers.
And I think, you know, the younger you are to taste at that smorgasbord, the better for your future and your experience and getting to figure it all out, that what is really where you would, I don't want to say end up, but again, find that one path. We're going to take a short break and come right back with Colleen.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show, here Friday mornings on WHCR-DB, the voice of business, thanks to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And with us today, it's already a fantastic program, if you're just tuning in, is Colleen Mack. She's the Business Development Manager of Abilities of Northwest Jersey. And a lot of information, Colleen, particularly about how a person can come to Abilities, the registration, et cetera. So let's back up a little bit, because we talked about the referrals that you might get from DVRS, Department of Vocational Rehabilitation Services, or Rehabilitation Services, I should say. They, a lot of times we find that our clients start out in those state organizations, but it's not drilled down. It's more referrals, et cetera. And when they decide that a person should go or be referred to Abilities, what's the criteria for them to decide?
Well, it's up to the individual.
Or any organization.
Right. It's up to the individual organization. But I'm glad that you wanted to take a step back a little bit, because I was going to ask you if that was okay if we did that. So I can elaborate more on some of the different types of programs that the Abilities umbrella offers.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have several different centers. So we have the Washington Center that is the home of our Sustainabilities e-waste and green job job skill training program.
What is a green job for those who don't know?
Right. A green job is one in which, for our Sustainabilities, we are a collection site for communities within the county to drop off their electronic waste. It's a way for us to partner with communities to not fill our landfills with things such as small household appliances, computer towers, laptops, cameras, those kinds of things that people don't use anymore, and rather than throw them away, we are a collection site for those. And then what we do is our team, Sustainabilities team, it's the consumers who we serve, they are given a job position to strip the metals, learn how to separate the different types of precious metals.
Wow.
And then the non-recyclable do get carted away to a federally approved third-party program.
Mm-hmm.
And then this allows them to learn that job, that green job skill. They're learning how to strip electronics, wire, separate materials, And then we're offering that service to not have our landfills. We're actually, I had met with Mayor Driver down here in Flemington about a month ago, and we're going to launch sustainabilities down here in Flemington for the first time. So we'll be offering that service. We just have to go through the council meeting on in May to get that all the zoning and all of the legal things that people hate to deal with, but you have to deal with.
And that's how I knew about your entree, if you will, into Hunterdon County, because I was at a Flemington Community Partnership, and people were just absolutely thrilled to have you come in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, love that group. So Washington also houses our what I like to call fulfill abilities. I know it's not a word, but all of our social enterprises, I like to have the abilities part at the end. That is our fulfillment, packaging, heat sealing, labeling, any of those tedious cost sucking, I would like to say, or
that's a good way
it sucks
of
the cost out of your profits.
Absolutely,
all those things that companies pay a lot of money for and take up a lot of time. So, and then it also houses our medical special needs. So let's take a little step back and it's not just for persons with different abilities that have the functioning ability to get full-time employment, but it's also we have special programs around medical special needs. We also have our Mary Apgar, Hackettstown, and Phillipsburg centers that are similar individualized programs and day services for individuals that may need a little bit more long-term attention or a little bit more one-on-one, more intensive behavioral activities and learning to interact in the community in a different way. But they still offer those same transitions, career transition services, and job sampling, job coaching opportunities as well. And then we have our Employment Pathways division, which actually is how we created our footprint here into Hunterdon County. We constantly get calls from this area about what we can offer down here. So we had the opportunity back in November with our affiliate allies to take over the space at One Church Street. It's the other half where the Bakery Green Sleeves used to be. And when that became available, we thought it would be a perfect storm for us to gather together. We had the retail space out in front that we were able to transition into a women's and young men's apparel thrift store. And then we were able to create our Employment Pathways office, satellite office in our back part of the space, and that gives us the opportunity to now get out into the community here and offer those transitional career services or educational services to the community down here. It's our first foray into this community. We just see it going much further than that, being able to have an actual center down here where we can offer those programs.
Absolutely.
And serve more individuals.
So, and because you're development, so you're the key person to really make this all work and grow and definitely have a scaled vision that is met. How do you approach the businesses? What you've got to have that connection, okay, clearly, to be able to provide people these programs. They can learn all the skill sets they want, but ultimately they're going to need a job. So how is that connection started, and what is the response that you're getting here in Hunterdon County? And do you already have businesses on board who are saying, wow, I definitely would like to hire some of your folks?
Absolutely do, Susan. And I always say that God gave me the gift of gab. For some reason, he gave me the ability to...
He handed that out a lot.
It's very true. My husband sometimes goes on forever. But I say that he gave me the skill set to be able to really connect with people on a level that some people may not be able to. I do a lot of networking events. I work with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce as well as other downtown organizations. You mentioned the Flemington Community Partnerships. Love that group of people. But I really spend a lot of my time out in the communities networking, going to businesses, explaining who we are, and letting them know that when you partner with us, I'm not just somebody out there hawking a sale service or wanting you to buy my product. I'm really out there asking you to partner with us so that you can help us unlock that potential and empower more people in our communities, and to keep it local. When you work with possibilities or any of our other social enterprises and abilities, you're not giving a CEO a new house in the Bahamas or a Mercedes. You're really giving an individual the opportunity to learn a job skill and be employed, improve their employability.
And, this is so important because Helpline has its own work connectivity program, because we realize that Hunterdon County employers needed to hire more Hunterdon County employees. And so I'm imagining that our program is very similar to yours in that we help the person with the soft skills to do the interviews, to apply. We help them with the application. But once they get the job, and we also help them with clothes, et cetera, but once they get the job, we don't say you're on your own.
Oh, no.
We work hand in hand with them and the employer to make sure that, in fact, this is a wonderful union. So I'm assuming that Abilities does that as well with their programs.
Yes, we do. With our employment pathways and our STAR and any of our other transitioning programs, we have job coaches that do go out into the community with their clients. We also have, in both of our thrift boutiques, we have individuals that are what we call employment specialist trained, and they go through a training program through the school at with Rutgers, and they get certified to be able to work with persons with different abilities and to be able to coach them. So we just our young lady down here in Flemington just finished the program, so she's on hand to now work directly with individuals who want to come in and job sample.
Excellent.
We're in the process of doing that up in our Phillipsburg location as well. But when we do have our PERS clients that we serve come into our enterprises or business services, we always have somebody with them to, not necessarily supervise them, but to help mentor them, help to coach them, give them direction. So it's not just hey, we're going to throw you into the deep end and expect you to tread water or even to keep your head above the water.
Which, many of us end up doing. And, with that kind of support, I think it's so important because we want success. We want success. We want sustainability. And to really mentor and to be there side by side. And also find out, if the person is not happy in the position, and be able to talk about that and be mm-hmm. able to vocalize that is also very important for both the employer and the employee. But you're doing so much in such a short period of space here in Hunterdon County. I am just in awe. So it's Abilities of Northwest Jersey. And let me tell you the phone number. If you're listening and want more information, Colleen will come back after this break, talk a little bit more. But it is 908-689-1118. That's 908-689-1118. Or you can visit them on the internet at www.abilitiesnw.com. We'll be right back with Colleen after these messages.
Yeah, I'll explain.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word's coming that former presidential candidate Herman Cain will withdraw his name from consideration for a Federal Reserve appointment. The president announcing earlier this month he'd nominate Cain to a seat on the board. Since then, at least four GOP senators say they wouldn't support the move. Now, ABC News says Cain will be pulling his name before it even gets that far. The United States wants to extradite WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange from Great Britain, but his lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says the U.S. is going to get a fight.
It is unacceptable that a publisher be extradited to face prosecution in the United States for publishing truthful information, and no democratic government should be seeking to prosecute a publisher for that, and nor should any other democratic government extradite a publisher for doing that.
The Justice Department wants to charge him with conspiracy to commit hacking of a classified Defense Department computer. He was arrested yesterday in London. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities, and the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The weather forecast for the Flemington area begins with cloudy skies today and a high near 69. East winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour, becoming southerly in the afternoon. Wind gusts could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Patchy fog after 9 p.m. Low around 56. South winds between 9 and 14 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. On Saturday, a chance of showers mainly before 8 a.m., patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Southwesterly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 53. Southwesterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. On Sunday, we have showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, a high near 64, light and variable winds becoming southeasterly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the morning, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. Sunday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 58, chance of precipitation is 90%. New rainfall amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch is possible. On Monday, showers again and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 a.m. High near the 66 degree mark with the chance of precipitation throughout the day at 90%. Monday night, a chance of showers before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 41, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I am Susan Lax, host of the show, and also executive director of the 50-year-old Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help, 24/7, 365 days for any need that you have, basic human needs, shelter, mental health, senior family and youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, information about the link. We also have our own programs and services to aid seniors to age in place, such as telephone reassurance and friendly visitor, literacy services for the adult learner, whether he or she be a native English speaker or an ESL learner, and of course, our Work Connect activity program. But the important part is, if you or anyone you knew needs assistance, please call Helpline. It is your first call for help. It's not just a phone number. We will do case intake. We will follow up. We will make sure that you get the assistance that you need. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. And as I promised, we're back with Colleen Mack, who is the Business Development Manager of Abilities of Northwest Jersey, that has infiltrated Hunterdon County, thank goodness, with all its incredibly wonderful programs for folks who want to, as we said in the first segment, get on that path to their full potential in life, as well as everyone else that I know. It's nothing different here. We're all looking to gain employment. We're all looking to have a successful life. And abilities makes it possible. And I like the fact that you have so many different programs so that the person doesn't have to be in the cookie cutter. You've got the STAR program, which is a classroom environment for younger folks. And you have Employment Pathways, which is for the older person who's transitioning from that school career to an employment career.
Correct.
And if you're listening, I do want to give out the phone number before Colleen talks a little bit more about these programs. And also, and I'm just amazed about how many programs there are, the recycling programs, et cetera. But also your new digs, Colleen, and what's going to actually happen under that roof on Church Street. So it's 908-689-1118. That's 908-689-1118. For more information, and you can visit them on the internet at www.abilitiesnw.com. So we've got these programs, we've got new digs, and that's a very spacious property over there.
Yes, it is.
And so the front of the store, as you said, is a thrift shop for young adults,
Young
and women. So that means that any of us can shop there, right?
I'm
not a young adult, but for other people I know,
yes,
definitely young at heart.
People in the community can shop, donate, and volunteer there as well.
Great.
We do take donations during business hours, Tuesday through Saturday. Our store manager there, Becky, is wonderful and always welcoming people with donations. So under that umbrella, that is actually our second thrift store. We opened our first one in Phillipsburg in June of 2018. And as I said earlier, we got the opportunity to take over the space at One Church Street, and we opened the doors November 29th. So, and it's been a steady uphill rise since then. Community has really embraced us. But under that roof, we offer a lot of different opportunities for the community, not just persons with different abilities, but actually just residents of the community. For instance, right now we are running through the end of May, we'll be running our prom proposal, we call it, where we understand that a lot of young people may not be able to afford a dress or a pair of shoes. And, you know, it's really not a good thing if a young woman or young man can't go through that rite of passage in life. So we're offering our prom gowns and all of our formal dresses for $10.
Oh my gosh.
And men, we are offering men suits. I know a lot of men will wear tuxedos, but some men, you know, have transitioned to just wearing suits. Our Phillipsburg location offers suits and formal dresses for the same price. And we'll be running that special through the end of May. Our location down here in Flemington also has a bridal boutique. We sold our first bridal gown 3 weeks ago. Again, so it's a rite of passage that a young woman goes through that they want to look pretty on their wedding day.
Absolutely. So when you said it's for the community as well, donate. So if
you're looking through
your closets, mm-hmm. and, you know, those who have youngsters who are grown, all grown
Absolutely.
Up, prom days are over. I bet you still have that prom dress in the back of their closet that would go to a wonderful, good cause.
Wouldn't it be great if we could get Katherine Heigl's closet from that movie,
please.
27, the bridesmaid dresses.
Really?
How many of us
were
bridesmaids?
I'd be first in line.
You know, and our bride told us, oh, you can wear this dress after the wedding anytime, and
Never.
It hangs in the closet for 20 years. So, yes, we do take donations of all kinds there. Not the larger furniture pieces, but smaller home decor. And the other
so you do have home decor. I do see that you have arts and crafts as well.
Yes.
But you do take furniture. That's good to know, because mm-hmm. we at Helpline constantly get folks who call up and want to donate furniture. we'll only take it in the moment. And when what I mean by that is that if we know that we've got a client that's moving into a new apartment and needs furniture, because otherwise we don't have some place to store it.
Right.
But this is another resource for us to be able to guide mm-hmm. people to abilities.
You
in
can
the
just
thrift
give
shop.
Me a call or give the thrift store a call. Mm-hmm. The larger furniture pieces we do outsource to our Phillipsburg location. That's located at 1224 South Main Street. If anyone knows the area, it's the old Peter P. Dennis Candy Manufacturing Building. Used to make all the movie candy.
Oh, wow.
So, but they, and then up there, not only do we sell furniture, you can restore, reuse, repurpose. We also work with DASAC and a couple of other programs up there for people transitioning out of shelters. We offer them furniture and different household goods that they need. Same thing down here. You touched on the arts and crafts. Back in, I want to say, October, we launched a new enterprise under the umbrella of our Possibilities Thrift Boutique that we call Creatabilities. Each one of our centers has an art program where our Washington Center makes arts and crafts. They also make candles and soaps. Our Mary Apgar program just got a kiln. So they are in the process of creating a pottery line that we're hoping to have for available to sell in October. And our Phillipsburg Center does paintings on canvas with acrylics. And it gives our consumers, everyone has that frustrated artist inside them.
Absolutely.
So these different Creatabilities programs offer the people that we serve the opportunity to express themselves, express how they're feeling in that day, or if, you know, their personalities. It's just really a fun and really exciting way for them to really express themselves.
And possibly find a new career.
And, yeah, who doesn't want to be a budding artist? So at both of the thrift stores, we created spaces that we call Creatabilities art galleries. And then what we do is we sell their product, and they do get a commission off the sale of their product. And it's available at both locations.
So I'm just floored because, my goodness, what ability doesn't abilities have? you guys have, from soup to nuts, really have created an incredible operation that touches on everything and every possible preference or what a person would gravitate toward.
Correct.
Again, it's not a cookie cutter situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have these jobs, so we're going to just try to get you into those jobs. You really do think about the person and what vistas are possible for
right.
them.
And thank you for saying that, because that really is the important part. You know, it's funny. Sometimes I feel like I'm the person with that hat with the spinners on it. And you spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, that's the job I do that day. And we seem like we're
spin plates.
All over the spin
I'm,
plates.
I'm that carnival person who's spinning. Spinning different plates all the time.
I'd be the one yelling, because the plate will fall. But we really are controlled. I like to call it controlled chaos sometimes because, yes, we do offer all of those different things. But it is because think of yourself in the employment world. You don't want to be cookie cuttered or boxed in by anything. You want to be able to have all of the different opportunities to express who you are. Through your work, through your communication, and sometimes through art.
And to your point, when you were a young person and got what you thought was your dream job with the sports association, a young person should be experiencing all these different avenues mm-hmm. and before they make a particular situation and lock themselves in. And what better time than when you are young to be able to, again, really feel out the different opportunities, and you're certainly providing that.
Absolutely. And even as you get older in life, you know, me transitioning from corporate America and sales to a not-for-profit, everyone thought it would be hard, but it's not, because if you can't tell, I'm a little bit passionate about the organization and what we do. You know, my sister is older than me, and she just started a completely new career. So it gives everyone the opportunity who
so
we
she
serve.
Must be 21.
Absolutely. I'm a day over 18. But
there
you
go.
It gives our clients the opportunity, again, like you said, to really embrace who they are and find out who they are and then get that position that makes them passionate and happy about going to work every day. But I wanted to step back for a minute because you had asked me earlier. I'm not sure if I really talked about it, was the local businesses and how they're embracing us.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to take a brief break and come back with Colleen, because I really do want to know about, and I'm sure that a lot of businesses out there are listening to this and they're saying, gee, this is great. Where do I sign up? So we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I am Susan Lax, host of your show, and we've been fortunate to have Colleen Mack, Business Manager for Abilities of Northwest Jersey, talking to us about the immense, Colleen, programs for getting people the job skills they need, more importantly, getting them to know what they want to do out in the community, and then lastly, of course, getting them connected to those positions. So we were talking about the clients, but now let's talk about the businesses and getting the businesses involved and enthusiastic and on board with hiring some of these folks.
Yes, and through the networking events that I do in the communities, whether it's Flemington Community Partners or the downtown associations, the Chamber of Commerce, I really go one-on-one with the business owners and let them know that, again, a misconception is that they have to make so many different adaptations or they have to do something different for a person from one of our programs to be placed as an employee. Really isn't the case. For example, I'll just use, if there is a business owner out there listening and is interested, if you have an expectation of your employee to, let's say, restock the entire store in a shift, with one of our service recipients, you may have to have the expectation of just maybe restocking three quarters of it or half of it during a shift, and understand that breaks and being able to have a place to have that quiet time is very important. And those are very small things that would need to be looked at and adapted to really have someone out
there. Very important to the rest of us
right.
as well.
I mean, to be honest with you, you are getting someone who is motivated and who, like I said earlier, wants to be a contributing person in their community. So don't think that there's all these things that you're going to have to change with your business and have different expectations for one of our clients. You won't. What you're going to get is someone who's committed and will be there on time, ready to work every day, and probably won't even call in sick unless something's falling off.
So yeah. For the business that's listening, that's interested, they just simply call the phone number?
They can
number?
Call me, and I can connect them to the right
department. And you want to give that information?
Yes, my phone number is 908-689-1118. Again, that number is 908-689-1008. And you just can ask for Colleen Mack when you get the receptionist. They can also contact the store, or they can stop in the store at any time.
Okay. And the store is 908-237-1329.
Correct.
Okay, let's say that again. 908-237-1329.
And when they call there, Susan, they can just ask for Becky Coleman. She is our store manager there, and she is an unbelievable person, just very passionate about her role here as well.
And she'll get them to the right
place.
She'll
get them to the right person, yes.
So, Colleen, as a nonprofit ourselves, we know how difficult it is to fund one program, let alone the cadre of programs you guys have. So I know that you do have some fundraising events coming up, but tell us a little bit about donating. We talked about donating furniture, but tell us a little bit about donating what we really need, the cash. I'll
right.
be very specific, but also for people to get a little fun and donate through an event.
Great. Well, Susan, our next upcoming event is our golf outing. It's one of our largest fundraisers of the year, and that would be held on Monday, June 24th at Panther Valley Country Club. It's one of our most fun events. We sell out pretty much every year, and we also have a silent auction at that event as well. Every year, we do run our Tricky Tray in October. Again, silent auction. We have a large array of baskets, and then we finish up the every year with our Festival of Trees, and that's in partnership with DASAC of Warren County and Rossi Chevrolet. It's an opportunity for businesses to sponsor a tree, and then our consumers go in and decorate the tree that is sponsored based on the theme that they want. It could be their business theme, it could be their product theme, or it could be anything that the consumers dream up.
So like I said, having fun mm-hmm. while truly supporting this organization.
Right. And then we have a 5-year campaign that we kicked off in June called the Possibilities Campaign. And that is our campaign to raise $1.5 million over the next 5 years that will enable us to not only continue funding the programs we have, but enable us to also expand, not only in our existing counties, but into other counties as well. The more people we can serve in the communities and the more we can join hands with local businesses in the communities, the better off our local communities and residents are going to be. And we want everyone to have that life experience that's enjoyable and fulfilled.
Absolutely. And more information about those events and the opportunity to donate, www.abilitiesnw.com. That's www.abilitiesnw, standing for Northwest.com. So give me a couple of success stories without mentioning names.
Right. Well, a couple of success stories. I miss him dearly every day. We had a young man that wanted so much to be a zookeeper, loved animals.
Oh, God, I'm guy after my own heart.
So he did some job sampling at a local veterinary clinic. He also did job sampling at the Lehigh Valley Zoo. And ultimately, what we found is that he really just liked to be outside, liked to be with people, and he liked to be, create that connection with people. And the local ShopRite actually hired him as a full, as an employee, regularly paid employee, where he does the carts and he does helps people out to their cars. Miss him dearly every day. Our Printabilities print shop employs three graduates of our program, and I don't miss them because I get to see them when I go into the print shop. You know, one of them is our production manager. The other one does all of our IT and creative work. And then the other gentleman is our embroidery specialist. So, you know, those are some great success stories. We also have older woman who I just love dearly. She wears different color every day, and she reminds me that I'm supposed to wear the color of the day. She's recently been employed by a local hair salon. She cleans up the nail polish bottles. She reorganizes them by color. She sweeps the floors. So every day I see people have that success, and I see the smiles on their faces when they come back and tell me about their job and that, hey, I'm going to work today. You know, we sold our first painting down here in Flemington. So we were all excited about that when we went back and told the artist that his painting sold, and he was ecstatic.
I'm sure.
You know, and now we have actually other blooming artists that we're looking at their artwork to create a line of clothing with their designs on them. So it'll be Abilities branded,
wow,
but it will be our consumer designs. So we're always trying to find ways
that
to
is absolutely
have fun.
That's great. Let me ask you one final question. Mm-hmm. Because you're the grandmother of Kayla, who you said has autism. Give me what a parent who didn't feel that their child would ever be able to go out in the community and work and have that full potential, which we started talking about from the beginning. You must met a parent who has said, mm-hmm, to you afterwards, thank you.
Absolutely. I have a very close family friend whose son at the very young age, just like my granddaughter, was diagnosed with autism, and he's now finishing up his first year at North Carolina State.
Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations to him. Mm-hmm. Colleen, it's been incredible. I thought I knew what y'all did, but not to this extent. It truly is an eye-opener. Good luck in Hunterdon County. We are so happy to have you here again. Abilities of Northwest Jersey, 908-689-1118. That's 908-689-1118. Thank you for tuning in. Up next is Home Sweet Home. And please remember, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help. 908-782-4357, 24/7, 365 days of the year.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
President Trump reacts to the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, 47 years old, who sits in a jail in London after hiding out at the Ecuadorian embassy in England for the past 7 years. More now from the president.
I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Assange's attorney, Jennifer Robinson, speaking with reporters.
We will be contesting and fighting extradition. We've requested that he now gets medical treatment. He's been refused medical treatment for the past 7.5 years, since being inside the embassy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J. Pilot Flying J is launching its new app, designed to make travel easier for everyone on the road. Use the app to find Pilot and Flying J locations, check fuel prices, and save money with exclusive daily offers on popular items. Tim from Pilot Flying J.
The app makes traveling easier. Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase. Download the Pilot Flying J app today. Standard data and message rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply.
Lawyers for Patriots owner Robert Kraft are battling to keep the Florida massage parlor videos in his prostitution case secret after he pleads not guilty to charges accusing him of paying for sex at a spa in Jupiter in January. His defense says the billionaire would suffer irreparable harm if the media got access to that police surveillance video footage that allegedly show him engaging in the acts. He's one of 25 men facing charges in connection with a sting operation. Eyebrows were raised when at a Senate hearing on Wednesday, the Attorney General William Barr testified he thought intelligence agencies